Thank you, Brad, and good morning. The California Public Utilities Commission will host a public meeting this evening in Board of Supervisors chambers, and it will be broadcast live on Access Humboldt Channel 11. The Commission is soliciting public input into proposed changes in the California Lifeline Program, which provides phone services to those who qualify for the discounted rates, including wireless and landline service. AT&T, with the backing of state senators, wants to remove regulatory oversight of the system and turn it into a voucher program, something many rural lawmakers and citizens, as well as advocates for seniors, the homeless, and the unemployed, oppose. The meeting begins at 4 o'clock this afternoon and is scheduled to run until 7. For more information, contact Sean McLaughlin at Access Humboldt. In September of 1988, the body of then 20-year-old Georgina Pacheco was found by a man walking his dog on Pearl Ranch Road near Fort Bragg. Mendocino County detectives immediately began a murder investigation into Pacheco's death due to the circumstances and evidence found at the scene. Detectives identified a suspect, Robert James Parks, the last person seen with Pacheco, and who was a self-employed fisherman in Fort Bragg. Flash forward to 1998, and the case had gone cold as detectives had not gathered enough evidence to charge anyone. They did learn, however, that Parks had called a family member, and he said he was going to commit suicide and sink his boat in Long Beach Harbor, which he did. His body was then recovered, and DNA evidence was collected at that time. It wasn't until 2005 when a DNA test confirmed Pacheco's killer had been male, and not until 2009 when Detective Andrew Porter resubmitted DNA evidence to the state forensics lab that a positive ID on the killer was established, and it was determined that the killer was Parks. Detectives determined that Parks sexually assaulted, strangled, and beat Pacheco with a blunt force instrument, leading to her death. The California Supreme Court has rejected an attempt by opponents of same-sex marriage to halt same-sex unions from taking place after the federal Supreme Court sent the case back to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. On Monday, the state Supreme Court denied a request to issue a stay on same-sex marriages, a state constitutional amendment passed in 2008 and declared unconstitutional by a federal judge in a ruling upheld by the Ninth Circuit. The California Coastal Commission, which was formed in 1976 with the passage of the Coastal Act, may have increased power if a law introduced into the state legislature passes. The bill, AB 976, would give the Coastal Commission the power to levy fines directly against those who have violated the Coastal Act. Currently, the Commission must take offenders to court in order to collect fines, and there is a backlog of more than 1,800 cases waiting to be heard. The bill passed the Assembly in May and now rests with the Senate. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
There's lots of Kings and lots of Ronalds, but there's only one Mike's Drive-Up in Eureka. At the corner of 7th and Broadway, Mike's Drive-Up serves double cheeseburgers loaded with chili, or you can order a double chili cheese dog. Oh, are they good? Mike's Drive-Up even has homemade milkshakes and malts. And of course, don't forget about Mike's world-famous garlic fries. So drive up to Mike's Tuesday through Saturday to take out lunch or dinner or even a snack, and you'll understand how Mike's Drive-Up advertises by word of mouth.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. If there is one issue that is a never-ending source of discussion on the North Coast, it's the discussion of economic growth and providing jobs and a strong economy for local communities. Economic indicators seem to point to some improvement in local retail sales, particularly in cars and housing, and that leads to higher revenues for local governments. John Dalby, president of Redwood Capital Bank, explained.
Retail sales and cars is a positive thing. Same thing as we're seeing here locally. We're seeing more home sales. We're seeing more purchase money transactions from the bank's perspective. But that means there's more purchases taking place. Those are all positive signs.
Dalby went on to point out that an uptick in retail sales does not mean it's all peaches and cream, however.
Gasoline going up, negative sign, because you're going to have to purchase gasoline one way or another. It's just a matter of how much money you have left over to buy the other things. So there's probably a pretty good inverse relationship between the sales, the retail sales you're talking about, the anemic growth in those, and the fact that people are spending more money on gasoline.
Dalby also pointed out that economic indicators do point to better economic conditions since the recession hit in 2008. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.